To wrap up this series on prayer, we've been talking for several months actually about prayer, and we've looked at the example that Jesus gave us of how to pray in the Lord's Prayer. But today we're going to just step back a little bit. Instead of talking theory, we're going to say, okay, how do we do this? So maybe you've been motivated, but you're not sure, okay, how do I actually do it? But before we jump in, though, I want to walk you back through some of the images that we've looked at as we've gone through it. When we started, we talked about how praying is like the pilot's radio and how you can't imagine a pilot saying, I'll go ahead and fly if I don't have radio contact with the tower. That doesn't matter. I'll be okay. No way. And so for us in prayer, we need to have contact with our Lord. We need to be in contact with God. And so the radio for the pilot. We talked about how prayer is like the shortcut in IKEA. Instead of doing things the slow way, if you already know where you're wanting to go, take the shortcut. And so we've said prayer is like that. If we walk through life, eventually we're going to discover prayer is a big deal. So instead of figuring that out at age 70 or 80 or 90 or whatever, let's figure it out now and let's go ahead and jump and begin to use the power of prayer in our lives. We've talked about how prayer is like that switch on the power plug. And you can have your device plugged in all day long, but until that little switch is turned, there's no power. And the same is true in our lives. Until we begin to pray, we're not going to have the spiritual power that we need for the spiritual wars that we're in. And by the way, we are in spiritual war. And I think we forget that sometimes, but we can have power. We can have victory if we'll turn the switch. The power is there in prayer. We talked about how prayer is like passive income for cash flow people, right? If you want to get out of the rat race and into the big game, prayer will get you there. Prayer will get you there. So take the step. Learn. Hey, I want to have victory in a whole new way. We talked about Iron Man and how prayer is like that mini arc reactor in his chest, and it protects his life. It keeps him alive. And it gives him power beyond what you can imagine. And so prayer will do that for us. It keeps us connected to God, the source of life. And so it keeps us alive. And there's power beyond what we can imagine whenever we pray. And then just last week, we talked about how prayer is like a keyboard. Sometimes we just start pushing buttons and we start just saying these phrases and we forget. No, it's an actual conversation with God. And so sometimes we need to say, okay, I'm not just going to put together these phrases that I've heard someone else say, or maybe I've said before, that sound nice, but I would rather just have an ugly, real prayer that's authentic from my heart with God. And so we don't want to just be pushing buttons. We want to jump in and actually speak with Him in a real way. So again, I've been trying to just encourage and give pictures and give ideas of, hey, prayer is really great. We should do it. Instead of saying, okay, now everybody go home and pray for 5 minutes this week, right? 5 minutes, everybody, 5 minutes, okay? And then the next week we come back, okay, 6 minutes this week, right? And you go home and you check the boxes. That's the idea. I'm going to check the box. I got my 6 minutes. The pastor will be happy. No, we don't need more boxes to check. We need a relationship that grows. We need a conversation that's real. And so I'm hoping not to just give you boxes to check and homework to do so you can feel good about what you have done, but rather you'll be excited about the conversation that you can have with the God of the universe in prayer. Okay, I want to do that. Sounds good. And so you go and you're by yourself and you say, okay, I'm going to pray. And you get there and you're like, what do I do? So maybe you're there. Maybe you know a lot. Maybe you've learned a whole lot. What's fun in being in a place where people from all over the world is to hear some different flavors of things that have been taught in different parts of the world, and yet to see the common ground. Jesus is still number one. God is still on the throne. The Holy Spirit works in us, and the Bible is our foundation. But prayer is fun to hear different things from around the world. So I hope that today can be really practical to say, when you're going to pray, here are a couple of things that can help you. Before we jump into some of those pieces, again, I want to talk about this verse, and I believe this can be a foundation for us as we go forward. We're not going to really dive into this verse in super detail, but I want to remind of why prayer is so important. Let's look at this verse together. God is talking to Solomon, okay? He's speaking in 2 Chronicles chapter 7. In 2 Chronicles chapter 6, Solomon dedicated the temple. All right, so they had a tabernacle for a long time. He built this amazing temple, and Solomon and all his people dedicated it to God. It was incredible. Solomon prays this prayer saying, Lord, let this place, this temple, be a place where people can pray and speak with you, and there'll be an interaction with you. Even when they make mistakes, may they come and may they speak to you in this place. And so then there's this really cool ceremony and the singing and the sacrifices. It's just really amazing. In the beginning of chapter 7, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, it says, and fire fell from heaven on the altar and consumed the sacrifice. Wow. Okay. So a couple of weeks ago, I had a little demonstration with the sacrifice and the temptation, remember? So today, I was going to do some fire falling from heaven. Okay. Are you ready? It's going to consume the community. No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to do fire from heaven. But that would be pretty cool, right? So that's what happened with Solomon just before this. Okay, so then everybody goes home, and Solomon is laying in bed, and it says God appeared to him in the night. And this is what he says to him. He says these several things, but this verse is part of God speaking to Solomon in the night. It's a revelation to him. And here's what he says. If my people, you prayed for this, and so here's what you're going to get. If my people, God speaking, my people who are called by my name will what? Humble themselves first and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. There's the formula. What's the result? Then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Does the land need healing? Anybody? Yes, the land needs healing. So if we want that, if we want forgiveness for sins, if we want God to hear us, there's a formula. It starts with humility. We come to him and we say, it's not about me. I've tried that. It didn't go very well. It's not about me. And so we come in humility. And then there's three steps when we come in humility. We pray. We pray. We seek his face. We say, God, we want what you want, your will. And we turn from our wicked ways. That's called repentance, right? I'm going this way. I realize by the Spirit that this is the wrong way. And we turn to a new direction. Okay, so this is, again, you've heard sermons on this, I'm sure. There's so much we could unpack. But I want to focus in on this word, pray. If we want to see the hand of God, if we want him to hear us, if we want his forgiveness, if we want the healing, prayer is part of it. And so we have to be people who are praying if we want to see the power of God. And that's really my heart is that I would be a person who would pray and that we as a church would be a praying church. Okay, great. Okay, got it. Now what? Okay, well, just a couple of practical things. First of all, build a routine. So if you're going to be a person of prayer, build a routine. Like anything that you know is important, exercise, brushing your teeth, eating, sleeping, all these things that are essential, you make time for those, right? So the same would be true for praying. Build a routine. When I think about this, I think about Daniel, the guy in the Old Testament who was carried off as a slave, right? And the guys, they were trying to take him out. They didn't like him because he was so good. He's a slave from another country, and yet he's getting all the promotions. What's the deal? So they come after him, and they can't find anything. They can't trip him up. There's no technicalities. There's nothing they can do to catch Daniel. So they said, okay, let's see what he does. And let's watch him. And they realized he had a routine. What did he do? Every day he would pray. They saw him. He would open his window toward Jerusalem. He would get on his knees and he would pray. So they said, okay, we got it. We know what we can do. In chapter 6 of Daniel, we see what happens. They make a rule saying you can't pray to anybody. What does Daniel do? He opens his window and he prays, just as was his custom, as it says, right? And so what's your routine? Build a routine. Say, look, this is my deal. At this time, at this place, I'm going to pray. So build it in. Otherwise, it'll be really hard to maintain. So make a habit of it, really. Make a routine. Life point number two of how we're going to actually apply this. Praying can be like breathing. So on one hand, we need, I believe, a special time of prayer. And by the way, you have your notes sheet. There's a ton to write today. So I hope you have a pen with a little bit of ink left because you have a bunch of blanks to fill in. But the second one here, praying can be like breathing. We do need a special time, I believe, where we get away, we're quiet. Jesus says, go into the closet alone and pray. But we don't have to limit our prayers to just that time. In fact, going through the day, we can be praying all the time. There's a guy named Brother Lawrence who wrote a great book about prayer. And he was a monk, okay? So those guys would spend solitude and so on. But he figured out, and he says this, I learned the joy of praying when I'm slicing the carrots just as much as when I'm alone. So this idea of every part of my day, I'm in a conversation with God. And here's the fun thing, is to instead of thinking, instead of, what do I think about this? Talking to yourself? Anybody here talk to yourself sometimes? Yes? Instead of that, just talk to God. Like, I wonder which one should I buy? Is that cereal cheaper or is this cereal cheaper? You can tell I'm American, right? Got to have cereal. So is this one or that one? Ask God. God, which one of these cereals is cheaper? Should I buy the apples in this box or the apples in that bag? All right, God, what do you think? Right? Just turn everything into a prayer. Just breathing out. What do you think about this? And then breathing in and listening. And then breathing out my thoughts. And then breathing in his thoughts. Just have this ongoing. We're together walking through life with God. Prayer can be that way as well. It can be really fun and rich as we do that. Then the third thing I would say here in the life points is just simply pray courageous prayers. God loves faith. He loves it when we ask for things that are impossible on our own. Whenever we have no way of making it happen. The bank account, the energy, the people, the whatever. We don't know how it would work. Okay, God, we're praying for fill in the blank, whatever it is. And he loves it. He loves it. You know why? Because he gets to show off his muscles. He gets to show how great he is. He gets to show his power. And then he gets the credit for it. Something happens and we say, how did that happen? God did it. God did it. So pray courageous prayers as you're praying. Okay. I love it. We have a long way to go, though. All right, so let's keep going. Some prayer guides and some prayer models. Okay, again, there's a lot of content, so please just hang with me. There are several different models or guides in how you can pray. I'm not going to give you all of them, but I do want to give you a couple that might help you as you begin the journey of having your personal prayer time. The first one is just the ACTS model. Okay, maybe you've heard of this one. I've used this one more than any other in my life, really. ACTS. And so you just have these four sections. The first one is adoration, where you just take a few minutes and you say, God, you're incredible. And you just begin to think about all the ways he's amazing, and you just throw those out there to him. I can't believe you can do this, and you can do that, and you have done that. And this is not a time for asking. It's just, whoa, you're great, adoration. Second part is confession. So you start off with how great he is. And here's what happens. As we celebrate and as we see how great he is, we begin to see how crummy we are, right? And so then we say, Lord, I've blown it. I've blown it. And here's the fun part. As you begin to listen, you know of things where you've blown it, right? All of us could say, okay, I know I did this, this, and this. But then you begin to say, help me. And the Spirit will bring to your mind some things that you did that you didn't even realize. So then you begin to just offer those back to him. Lord, I confess, which means I agree with you. It's true. This happened. And I lay it before you, and I ask for your forgiveness. May the blood of Jesus that was shed for those sins be effective. And I put those before you so they can be erased and our relationship can be renewed and full and clean again. The third section of the ACTS model is thanksgiving. And you say, God, thank you. And you begin to thank God. And you say, okay, thank you for my wife. And thank you for my children. Now, if you are a wife, let's say husband or whatever, right? So obviously customize this to your life. But you just begin to thank God. Thank God for the things that he's given. Sometimes it's big things, sometimes it's small things. But as you begin to have a thankful heart, he'll bring more things to mind of what he's given. He has blessed us in a crazy way. And so as we're thankful, it's really fun. Now, after you have adored him, after you have confessed your sins, and after you've been thankful, now you're ready for this one. Supplication or asking for requests, right? Here's a request that I have. So you say, Lord, here are the things that I need. And now your perspective has been refined, and so you'll ask in a better way for the things that you actually need, not just for all that long list of things that you want. Okay, so then we say, okay, God, here are the things that I need, and so we bring these before you. So the S there is supplication. All right, so that's one model, the ACTS model. How many of you have used that one before? Lots of people. It's very, very popular. I encourage you, if you're starting out, this is a great one to use. Here's another one. the five fingers. So maybe you need something to help you, right? So you need something physical to touch. You're a tactile person. All right, so here's the five finger model, and we'll do this one very quickly. And so the thumb, it's closest to you, right? And so you pray for those who are closest to you, your family and your friends. The next one, the index finger, is for teachers. I'm not sure why they did this one. I guess maybe teachers do this all the time, right? Okay. So teachers, right? The next one, the tallest one, is the people who are over us, the leaders. We pray for them. They definitely need prayer, right? And then the fourth finger, right, your ring finger, is your weakest physical finger. And so we pray for the weak. We pray for the sick, the weak, the poor, the needy, those that we know who have concerns. We pray for them. And then finally, the pinky, the small one, we pray for ourselves. Okay? So there's another model for you, just trying to give you some options. And then we talked about the Lord's Prayer. This is what we've been talking through for the last couple of months, actually. And so the different sections you can use there. And we've talked about how when you pray with identity and with awe and perspective, faith, humility, and hope. Okay? Everybody good? We're flying. We have a long way still to go. All right, so pray Scripture is the next tip. You know, sometimes whenever you're in a conversation, you're not sure what to say to somebody. Wouldn't it be nice if you knew exactly the perfect word? Here's what's amazing. God knew that we would have bad days on our prayers, and so he said, look, I'm going to give you some prayers that you can just pray right back to me. Let me tell you what you can say to me. By the way, if you're a female, if you're a lady, and you're married to a guy, we need this kind of stuff, okay? I know, ladies, that my wife's the same way. You want us to read your mind. Right? You want that. You want us to know what you want without you telling us what you want. And so my wife and I, we've talked about this a lot. And when I can do that, it's really amazing she likes that. But most of the time, I can't read her mind. It's really difficult. Any of the guys say amen? Okay. All right. Hallelujah. It's just true. Okay? And so when you can give clearly, ladies, just tell your husband, this is what I want. He's, oh, I can do that. If you just tell me, I can do it. If you don't tell me, I don't know, and I can't do it, right? Well, here are the words God just gave us. Here are some words you can pray back to me. I love this because I'm simple. I need this. So what are some examples? Well, Psalm 139, 23, and 24. We talked about confession earlier. Here it is. Just pray this. It's verses in Psalms. Pray this. Search me. In fact, let's all say these together. Here we go. Search me, O God. And know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Good job. That's a prayer. You were praying as you were reading Scripture. Another one. It's a really good one. Psalm 63, 1 through 4. Let's read this one together. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name, I will lift up my hands. So here's some adoration prayers in Psalms that you can just offer right back to him. In fact, some of the people that I've been around who I really admired in their prayer walk, they were the people who were able to just take Scripture and just weave it in to their prayers. They had memorized Scripture, and so it was part of their heart, and it became this overflow in the prayers. It's so beautiful. So I encourage you, if you're stumped, open the Bible, and you can just pray Scripture. Another tip for you, use technology. Use technology. Sometimes we think that our phones, our computers are the enemy. Hey, there's some great stuff we can do with these things. There's an app that I use called Echo Prayer. And so this one helps me to keep focused and to keep moving. So whenever I say I'm going to pray for something, I put it in this app, and then it helps me. And I'll talk more about that in just a second. But you can use technology. I would love for you to go exploring and find one that's better than this and come and tell me. Let's use what's out there. There's some really creative and gifted people who are writing great tools for us to be able to move forward even better. You know, I'm convinced that in all of history, we have the least excuse for not having the best relationship with God ever. We have the concordances. We have all the different translations of the Bible. We have all the resources of blogs and articles. We have so much at our disposal. We ought to be closer to God and know more about Scripture than anybody in history. So let's use the technology in our prayer lives and not say, okay, it's just going to distract me. No, harness that and use it. And that can help. So let's keep going. All right, find your way. Here's what we want to do. Find your way to focus. This is the biggest thing, I think, when it comes to prayer. One of the tough things for me is not falling asleep, just to be honest. Anybody else? Falling asleep is really easy to do. Okay. It happened to the disciples, right? When you're praying, okay, I'm going to do it this time. I'm going to do it. I'm going to pray. Okay. Dear God, I think, right? And all that. Okay. Or the other thing that gets me, not just falling asleep, but my mind is crazy when I'm trying to pray, right? Okay, Lord, I thank you for my wife. I thank you for my kids. And did I pick up that thing from the store? I'm not sure if I got that. Oh, I was supposed to reply to that email. Oh, that show's coming on at 3 o'clock. I wonder if I can. And Lord, I just pray, right? Oh, it's so tough to focus. And so one of the best things we can do is to help ourselves, put ourselves in a place where we can win in the distraction battle. Here's the thing that's been most effective for me in my journey so far. It's this one, using a prayer journal. So I would offer to you, consider using a prayer journal, because when you're actually writing the words out, it's not as easy to get distracted. And so what you do, you just get one sheet of paper. You're thinking, okay, am I going to write 5 pages? No, limit yourself, right, and say, I'm going to take one sheet of paper and divide it. Like if you're using the ACTS model, okay, divide it into 4 sections. 1, 2, 3, 4, A, C, T, S. And the first section is just, God, you're so amazing. I can't believe, right? And you just talk about how great he is, adoration. And then you move to the confession. And hopefully you don't have a whole lot to put in there, right? But confess, right? Lord, and it's tough because somebody might read this. Woo! Right? I confess that I, whoa! You confess. Be honest, right? And then Thanksgiving. And here's where the tears begin to hit the page. You say, God, I don't deserve. And you're like, thank you, thank you, thank you. Especially what I just wrote and the part that I've done wrong, and yet you've blessed me. Whew. And then you're ready for supplication. Right? You have to write small in that section. It could be a long list of things we're asking for. But it's just so fun. You're writing it out. Now, I did this for years, and so I have lots of these notebooks. But here's what happened. I was doing that for a long time, but here's what happened. I began to look back. I was writing something in the adoration section, to be honest. I was in the adoration section. I was writing things out, and I thought, wait a second. This is a little scary. I went and got one of my old prayer journals, and I pulled it out, and I opened it. And I compared the adoration section of this one to the adoration section of the one I was working on. And I said, oh, I've gotten in a rut. I've gotten in a rut. It's time for me to do something different. So I don't prayer journal now. So I'm moving to something different. I'm using the Lord's Prayer. That's why I've been preaching about it. I'm excited about it, right? But maybe the prayer journal will be something good for you in this season as you're starting and trying to help yourself stay focused. So a prayer journal's a big deal. Another thing that can help you in prayer is picking the proper position. What are you talking about? I mean physically the right position. Okay? I think we've talked about this before. If you're in bed and your prayer position is like this, you are done. Before you even start, you're done. Right? Just, Lord, thank you. Good night. All right? It's nap time. So, I mean, you have to think about what is the best position. I can tell you, because sleep is one of my biggest struggles, I like the knees. Okay? And so if I'm having my personal prayer time, I'll try to get on a chair or something by myself, and I'll be on my knees, because it's harder to fall asleep when you're on your knees, practically, right? Now, there are times, here's the reality, there are times where you will be broken about what's going on in your life, and so it's time for you to get on your face, right? Maybe you'll be on your knees, on your face like this, or maybe you'll be like, I got to get as low as I can get, and you're on your face all the way out, spread eagle, right? I don't know. I'm just saying, pick the right position. I don't know how your prayer needs to be, but find the right position. It matters. When does anybody ever show you this stuff? Nobody, right? We're trying to get practical. Did you pick that up? Okay, maybe you need to walk around when you pray and not just sit in one spot. Maybe you need to pray out loud. This can be really helpful, right? Because if your mind wanders, but you're saying words, all of a sudden you'll catch yourself. Wow, that wasn't connected at all. Now, here's the fun thing on the distraction piece. What I've learned is when my heart's connecting to him and the Spirit is moving in my prayer life, my mind may wander to something, and then God speaks to that. So the enemy, this is so cool, the enemy tries to pull me away
And God says, no, I have an answer for that thing. And so don't be so quick always to shut off the distraction. Say, okay, God, what are you doing with this TV show? What are you doing with that schedule? What are you doing with this email? What do you want? And just give it back. And all of a sudden, Satan will leave you alone, right? He'll stop bothering you. Oh, one more thing. Whenever you're laying down in your bed and you can't go to sleep, that's a great time to pray, okay? I can't go to sleep. So if it's God wanting to speak to you, the prayer will be perfect. He'll speak to you in that time. If it's Satan keeping you awake, he'll let you go to sleep. Like prayer? No. Nap time. Go for it. Sleep all that you want. Okay, so pick the right position. Is that where we are? Yes. Position. Choose the right position. That will help you. Again, lying down can really be tough. The next thing is organize with lists. This was the, can we do one? Nope, we're just going to both. All right, organize with lists. So one of the things that in the last couple years somebody gave me that really made a huge difference was use lists, okay? Because otherwise you're just trying to remember everything, right? Okay, I think Aunt Susie's, was it her shoulder or was it her knee? I don't know, both her shoulder and her knee, Lord, whatever it is, right? But if you write it down, Aunt Susie's shoulder. Okay, please be with Aunt Susie and her shoulder. So write it down on a list. Make a list. In fact, that's what I use that Echo Prayer app for. So there are several different lists. In your handout, it says different kinds of lists. So you have an everyday list that every day I'm going to pray for these things. And then you may have a list for the day of the week. This is what I do. Okay, so I have a Sunday list, a Monday list, all the way through to Saturday. And so I have different things that I don't want to pray every day necessarily, but I do want to keep praying for these things. And so I have them spread out that way. Okay. By the way, I've got the members of DBICC spread out in that Monday through Saturday list. And so if you're a member, I'm praying for you. Today was Evelyn Baslett, Danica Beatty, these are the B's, right? The beginning of the list. And so I'm praying for you, right? I'm praying for you. So you put those things on the list. That way you don't forget. You don't want to miss somebody. You don't want to miss something that you told somebody. Look, I'm going to pray for you. So that's the every week one or the everyday one. So the Echo Prayer app, you just swipe through. There's something else. I'm praying for that. And you swipe through. You can set a timer up. So many cool things. But use a list. Organize your thoughts. That way you won't get distracted. And you can remember to pray for those things. Satan wants you to forget. He wants you to forget. But whenever we pray, there's power. And it's so fun to see things you've prayed for actually come about. Maybe it's a list of missionaries. Maybe it's a list of people who need salvation. Maybe it's a list of people who have some physical problem and they need healing. But again, use lists. We have to keep moving. Is it 11:11 yet? No. Okay, still moving. Now we're talking about fasting. Oh, we'll cover this one on a whole separate sermon, okay? Because this is fun. Fasting takes fuel and throws it on the fire of power of prayer, okay? If you want to see prayer really go crazy, fast and pray. Fast and pray. You see it all in Scripture. The fasting combined with prayer, God loves it. Why? Because He loves faith. Whenever we're saying, look, I care about this more than I care about food or technology or whatever it may be that you're fasting from, you say, God, I'm pushing in. I'm pushing in. And so fasting is really, really powerful. Another option that's fun when it comes to praying is this idea of prayer walking. And prayer walking is just really simply this. You're walking and you're praying, right? Crazy thought. Here's how it looks. Lord, I thank you for the CC step that I can step on. I thank you for everybody on this row here, for Martin, and for Sandy, and for Evelyn, and for my son, Brady. I thank you for these guys. Bless their day. I thank you for this rail so I don't fall off. I thank you for everybody on this rail. I pray that you'll just pour out your power in their lives. And so you just keep on going. You pray for houses, you pray for dogs, you pray for whatever. The airplane goes by, you pray for it. It's fun. It's very real. It's very authentic. It's moving. It's dynamic. And so you just walk and you pray and you see what is the Spirit bringing to mind. And you just pray. And it's cool because you're going to pray for stuff that's never been prayed for before. I promise you nobody's prayed for that rail before, right? But it got it because we were prayer walking. So prayer walking is really fun. And here's a really cool one as well. Praying in groups. Praying in groups. Again, like anything, if you have a group doing it, it's great. There's an exercise program called Insanity. Maybe you've done Insanity. Anybody Insanity? No? Okay, a couple of you. Also insane people, right? I was doing the program. If I had been by myself, it would not have happened. But I knew that group's going to be there. So I'm going to go. And then, man, all the benefit that comes out of it. Last night, we had concert of prayer. And I forgot about it. Until Steve Torgerson said, see you tonight in an email or something. I was like, tonight? Oh, no. Shh, don't tell anybody. The pastor didn't want to go to concert of prayer. All right? So here's me. Here's me on the way to concert of prayer last night because I was tired, right? I was tired. I'm whooped. Here's me on the way to concert of prayer. Oh, man, concert of prayer. But But then I got the concept of prayer and just being with the other people on the bus. You know, the Youngs were there. And then we go in and obviously the Torgersons are there. And so it was just fun. It was like, oh, this is great. We pray for 2 hours, which sounds insanely long, but it went by like that. And we left concert of prayer. I was like, yeah, come on, put my God, yeah, yeah, right? That's me trying to box, okay, in case you're wondering. So I went in weak and tired and beat down, and I was strengthened through the time together with prayer. So listen, the enemy's going to be like, oh, you don't want to do that. That's going to be so lame. Push in. Get with other people who can encourage you, and God will give you power. He will give you strength. And so groups, a very, very important way. So we've reached a critical moment. We've reached a critical moment, and I'm not surprised by this. I have 3 minutes until we need to do 11:11 remembrance, but I have an activity that takes 6 minutes. Yeah, that's how it works, isn't it? Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to encourage you to look at the back of your handout, and it says, my plan. We'll come back to the activity in just a second. My plan. You say, okay, Danny, thanks for all this fun information. I'm out of here. Peace. No, no, no. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to take, you have 3 minutes now, okay? You have 3 minutes. And I want you to write down your plan of how you're going to take the next step in prayer. Here are the different pieces. The place. Where are you going to pray? Write it in. I'm going to pray in my bedroom. I'm going to pray in the living room. Pick a spot. When? What's the time of day and how long? 10 minutes? 5 minutes? 17? You pick the time and choose it. The model you're going to use, maybe it's the axe model. The position, am I going to walk around? Am I going to kneel? How are you going to keep focused? And maybe there's a certain day, every Wednesday at lunch, I'm going to fast. So take a couple of minutes, and I want you to fill out your plan of how you're going to focus and how you're going to actually do this. Take a couple of minutes. Okay, so hopefully you have at least the beginning of a practical plan of how you will take the next step in your personal conversation with God, your prayer life. We do want to just take a minute here and remember. Remember so many who have paid the ultimate price. You know, Scripture says, greater love has no one than this, than he lay down his life for his friend. Jesus did that for us spiritually, so we can have life forever. But so many have paid a great price so we can enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy. So we want to take just a minute, literally, and have a moment of silence for 60 seconds. And we want to just be silent and be thankful. Maybe you can say prayers. But just let's have a minute to remember those who've paid the ultimate price. We're supposed to stand, I assume. Let's stand.
Father, we remember the incredible sacrifices of so many as we're able to stand here on 2 feet and enjoy our lives. Sometimes we feel like it's mundane, it's routine, it's difficult, but it's a blessing to be able to live and have freedoms, and that did not come free. And so we remember those who paid a high price, and we thank you for them. Even this day where we celebrate the ending of what was called the war to end all wars, that was just nasty. And there are more that have happened and are happening now. And so we remember and we thank you that in the spiritual realm, the war has been won. And so we remember Jesus who paid the price as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, you can have a seat for just a second. And we're going to come back to something. We'll do communion in a minute, but we have an activity before that. I talked about the power of praying in groups. And so we're going to give you a chance to do just that, okay? So you're like, whoa, you didn't tell us ahead of time. Perfect, right? So I'm going to try to talk you through, what we're going to do. So the idea is groups of 3, 4, 5. If you want to do a little bit more than that, that's fine. But we're just going to, in a second, we're going to stand up. Not yet. We're going to stand up, kind of cluster, just as you see fit, into groups of 3, 4, 5. And here's the theme for today. The theme for today is family. All of us have some family member who needs prayer. So just say, my brother-in-law is having a difficult time, or whatever the person would be in your life. And so just gather, take 3 or 4 seconds to say who it is, and then as you feel comfortable and led, you pray for each other. So here's the idea. Everybody who's here today gets prayed for. That's the idea. Wouldn't that be cool if everybody leaves here and someone prays for my need specifically? Okay? So we're only going to take a couple of minutes to do this, but the idea, stand up, get into a group of 3 or 4, maybe 5 or 6, depending on what your group area is. Just say, hey, here's what it is that I would like to have prayer for. It could be that only one person in your circle is comfortable praying out loud. That's okay. That one person can pray. So make eye contact and say, okay, I'll pray. Maybe it's 2 of you, 3 of you, whatever, and then actually do it. So instead of just talking about praying, we're going to do it. We're actually going to pray, okay? I know you feel nervous at the moment. It's going to be all right. I've done this before. It's all right. You'll survive. It'll be good, all right? In fact, it'll be wonderful, actually. So let's stand together, find a little group, find some things you can pray for, and do it. Father, I thank you for the privilege of seeing people minister to each other in prayer. And I thank you that you hear all of us at the same time, and it's not an overload for your system, but that you enjoy hearing your children. And you know about the needs before we bring them. And so we thank you that we have the opportunity to pray for each other, and that you care about each one of us and the thing that's going on in our lives. We offer these things to you in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to move into a time of communion. And so Steve Torgerson's going to come, and he's going to guide us through that time. But just keep your hearts steady and still as we remember Jesus' sacrifice for us.